are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Scroll through your contacts and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Well, you know who we are, so just call us at 888-723-4630.
Oy. So how you feeling?
Well, it's interesting how this works, and I'm sure that there's, since there's a lot of people my age and my size, or a combination of both, listening to the show, that if you've got arthritic knees, occasionally you might like to get cortisone shots. Yay! I need to be ready for the next 2 weeks where I will be standing a lot and walking a lot, and because my knees are, well, they're just what they are, I wanted to schedule this, and the only point I could get was today. And so I have a love affair with Kaiser.
You let me know yesterday afternoon late.
So today I thought, my love affair was a little bit tarnished because I sat there. I got there at 10 o'clock. They got me in, and I waited. 10:30 came, no doctor. 10:45 came, no doctor. 11, no doctor. So I went out and asked, and I was in my underwear. I just walked out. They love that. There's a crazy old man walking the halls in his underwear. And anyway, so I got my shots, but...
And they do it directly into your knee?
Yeah, there's a huge needle, and they just put it
right
in your
knee. Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt at all. But so this is the odd thing that happens is in the cortisone, in the liquid, there's a anesthesia for some reason. And so your knees immediately feel great because you can't feel them. But that wears off, and then it's about a day or two.
So you have loaded knees right now.
Loaded.
Yeah.
But that'll wear off this afternoon. And then your knees feel like you feel weird for 2 days. I get the Jimmy leg. You know, it shakes at night. He's got the Jimmy leg.
Wasn't that Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the Jimmy legs, Jerry.
Yeah.
And then after that's gone, you know, your knees are, they're not perfect, but at least I'll be able to function next week. And I assume, since I will be there, that you would like me to be functioning.
Yes, but we would always get you a chair if you need a wheelchair or something.
Yeah, look, I'm not ready for that yet.
No?
I don't want a wheelchair.
Hey, listen, if you want to find the newsletter with the secret word.
I do.
Click the group chat link on the player.
Yeah.
Sign in through community, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title.
Groovy.
There you'll find today's secret word. You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week in your inbox. So that's very important. And our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. And I'm trying to click on this and it's not working for me. Folks, I'm trying to click on line 5. Oh, I see, because she's got her up on the thing already. Sorry about that. Again, the telephone number is 888-723-4630. So it wears off, so the knees wear off, the stuff they gave you, and then what happens?
Your knees feel funny for a couple days, and it can be hard to sleep. I've got medicine for that.
So and how long does it last?
It can last for several weeks, actually.
Really? The shot?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can get them. I think some people get them every several weeks. I had the last one 6 months ago. And, you know, let's just be honest.
It's like taking a car in to get the oil changed.
Right. Basically. So I don't want anyone. So last November, yes, feel sorry for me because I almost bled to death. But I don't want any sympathy or pity for this one because lots of people have arthritis, so it's no big deal. I'm not special. And I have it for a reason.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, you know, some people get it when they're skinny, Griff.
Yeah, but...
I know people with arthritis in their knees who are absolutely just thin and they take good care of themselves. But yes, being overweight does add to it.
They showed the statistics, and I don't argue with them, and that is that the single best way to reduce the discomfort of arthritis, which, by the way, is not reversible, so whatever damage I have I have to live with now. But the single best way to relieve the effects, the pain and the discomfort, is to lose weight.
So it's a good thing that eBay cut out all your travel expenses, because now you can't eat.
Yeah, that's
for the best, right? You said you couldn't eat anything because there was no money.
You should see. It is kind of funny right now, and I shouldn't probably be talking about this, but I think a lot of this comes from, you know, this is no shock. We've always been a very, very, very frugal company since the first day I worked here. And I see nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. I hate to see money spent unwisely, because it's, you know, that money came from somewhere. So it should be spent right. So I'm okay. I'm fine with that. But you know, people who get used to kind of, let's just say, spending in a certain way, and then they can't. It's funny to watch them kind of lose their minds. So, you know, I've never, if I have to pay for my meals when we're traveling, I always think of, and I don't have to, but I never thought of it as being something bad, because I'd still pay for my own meals if I was home.
Yeah, but
what's
maybe
the big
not,
deal?
Because when you're traveling, it does cost more usually. Hotels and places like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me at all. It makes me laugh.
Well, we've made arrangements for our team dinner in Vegas that they're going to bring you some celery and some carrots, and the rest of us will eat.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare do that to me.
Helen, in Beaverton, Oregon, known on eBay as Summer Toad. Helen, it's always nice to talk to you. What's your question or comment?
Well, I also go by Myrna, so it's Helen Myrna. And I heard a quacking noise, and I think I know why.
It wasn't my knees.
And it wasn't Griff.
It was not Griff. It was close to Griff, but it wasn't Griff.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So
do you know the secret word?
I believe so. I believe it is tachinatory.
That's absolutely correct.
Hooray.
You won the prize.
Yay!
Oh, you are so smart, Helen. Do you know what the prize is?
I believe it's a Tachinatory backpack.
Yes, it's
Tachinatory.
Yes, it is. It's that eBay branded tote bag that everyone who gets it just loves. And I'm going to keep giving it until everyone hates it. So
it's beautiful.
Okay, so do we define the word, or do we just talk about it?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to define it?
Sure. I believe it's related to cackle and laughing out loud in a very noisy, boisterous sort of way.
But it's the sense of the distaste we feel when persons nearby are carousing too loudly for comfort.
Oh,
but you're right. Yeah, it is loud or immoderate laughter.
We never hear that on the radio.
No. Catchinatory.
You know, it, kind of like what you hear on the car talk with that, you know, Ray's laugh, because the show's famous for he's constantly laughing. So you get the prize. All you have to do, Helen, is and you know what's amazing? You don't have to do anything else to get this prize. All you have to do is, well, you do have to do something. You have to email me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and I will send it in the mail as soon as I get that.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
So Helen Myrna.
Yes.
Is Myrna your middle name?
Yes. And there's people in Facebook groups who know me as Myrna.
See, the reason that I didn't say it is I thought it was your last name, and I didn't want to give out your last name over the air.
Okay. No, not the last name.
Okay. Because some people don't want us to, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Helen Myrna.
Thank you very much.
I like it. So, Helen, what do you sell on eBay?
Cups, clothes, collectibles. Anything that starts with C, like tachinatory.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I know that word.
Well, Helen, enjoy your bag. It's beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. 888-RADIO-30 is our phone number, 888-723-4673. 3-0. So are you loaded right now? Does it make the rest of you loaded or just your
knee? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't make the rest of you loaded.
So it's sort of like for 3 hours, it feels sort of like Novocaine?
No, it doesn't feel numb. For 3 hours, you feel like you're 12 years old again.
Oh.
Which means, if I wanted to, I could go out and bounce around the basketball court.
You could.
Which would be a really stupid thing because after 3 hours, boy, would that hurt.
You could love the nightlife, love to boogie.
I could on the disco high.
Absolutely.
Right.
Like Tammy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, known on eBay as Urban 802. Tammy, welcome to the show. What's your question or comment today?
I think we all kind of have an idea. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm not trying to be a hard seller. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm mainly just trying to find out if there is some constructive things I can do, or am I spinning my wheels until eBay gets some of their kinks worked out. I don't mind waiting for the kinks to get worked out. I just don't really want to spend 20 hours a week trying to recreate a wheel that has nothing to do on my end and everything to do on eBay's end.
To make it clear, what we're talking about is Tammy's been posting on our chat board that she's not making her sales have dipped, which happens. And so I took a look at your listings. I couldn't find anything wrong with your listing. I can find your listings. I searched on several different types of keywords, combinations of, and was easily found your listings. So I'm not quite sure what it is on eBay's end that is you perceive as the problem.
So stay with us.
Stay with us.
Stay with us.
We have to take a break. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 264.
When it comes to inventory, management is crucial. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as Diva Dawn LV. She says make sure you leave room for profit.
Pricing items too low. You want to get a really fair return on what you buy, so you want to be sure that you do your research and that you price your items competitively. You don't want to ask for the moon for something that's only worth $40, but you want to get a good return so that you make a profit. So you want to be sure and remember that you have costs besides the cost of the item. You have fees, you have shipping costs, you have overhead costs, so you need to price competitively.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Press the magic buttons and call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's one. Well, you don't have to dial the one necessarily, but maybe you do. 888-723-4630. We're on the line with
Tammy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, known on eBay as Urban 802. She's having some challenges.
Yes.
So Tammy, before we left, Tammy has been on the chat board this morning, and she's facing some challenges, Griff. So Tammy, you and Griff talk about them.
Okay. Well, Griff, you had mentioned that you can find my listings, and that is true now. When I do the analytics, I have like 16, I think, out of my 152 listings. So when I say 152, they're all multiple listings, so there's six within each one. So it's really about 550. But 16 of those are all zeros across the board, meaning no impressions, no clicks, or no anything. So my question to you is, when I see that, does that mean that, what does that mean when there's zero impressions?
It means that no one's looking at that item, is what it means.
Does it mean it's on the page and just not being clicked on? Because isn't that a click? Or is the, I thought the impressions meant it's on the page that someone's looking at, and then a click would be if it's clicking on the listings.
But it's maybe possible. I can tell you that in my search, I did find, I don't know if one of these is the case, I did find, let me see where it went. You have one listing. Hold on, let me see if I can give you an item number here. Open in a new tab. If you look at item number, where's the item number? Darn, they keep moving these things. Well, it's an
anthropology.
No, that's not it. Darn it. Anyway, I found a listing where the spelling was wrong in the title.
Oh, okay.
And I can't, where did it go? Oh, here it is. No, that's not it. Darn it, because it didn't show up, and I thought, why? And then, I've lost it. Here it is.
I can go.
Here it is. If you type in anthropology, one of your listings will show up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I didn't find that to be widespread. I only found it that once. And I'm not quite sure. I got to be honest with you. I don't know how listing analytics works. I don't use it personally. But if you search for your items and they're showing up, people are searching for anthropology. That's a very, very common brand. Popular. Women search for it all the time. I would double check to, you know, make sure, are these items currently, are they trending? There's a lot beyond just, is my item visible? If your item is visible, and it is, I can find them, and people are searching on anthropology, and they are, we know they are, mm-hmm. and people aren't buying the item, then there's something that's not appealing to the buyer. That's all I can tell you. Buyers are there. So there's a myth, and I can't reveal any of the actual detailed metrics. I can't do that. But I can tell you that there is a myth that when there was the announcement about the security breach, that buying suddenly stopped. All the buyers went away. Well, they didn't. And in fact, I can tell you this and only this. We saw minimal, if any, impact on the business overall. So I know there's a lot of sellers who are looking at a cyclical business, or in their particular case, they're seeing their sales have decreased and they're looking for reasons, which is natural. But I got to tell you, that's not the reason. So I'm not an expert in women's apparel. I don't know what is and isn't trending at the time. Everything else about your listings except your descriptions, and I got to tell you, they're hard to read. And that text, that huge block of text that tells the story, yeah, it's nice, but it doesn't belong in a description. And even though Google made some changes recently to how their algorithm for selecting items from across the internet to put into their shopping area, one of the things that hasn't changed is they look for very specific information. And if a seller has too much information that's not related to the item itself, they will not put those items in search. Have you tried searching on Google for your items?
Well, the funny thing is I've always searched in Google, even, and this that hasn't been in there very long. I put, I don't know, maybe a few months back, or actually it's been longer than that. I put that in there, trying to differentiate and do some branding differently because it's tied into other things that I do within the store.
Yeah.
But I have tried it both with and without the story. I never show up in Google search very, I mean, I never have. I mean, I've never been able to find myself in Google search ever.
Yeah. So I would,
even without that story.
Yeah. I would definitely not have that text in there. I can tell you that.
Okay.
For every buyer that's telling you what a nice story that is, there are tons of buyers who are not even continuing. They're
sure.
not going to, because it's too much. And on a mobile device, impossible. I mean, you're going to have to scroll to see the information. And the key is to get that, the important information about the item in front of the buyer first time they click, first time they scroll, so that they're not doing extra work. There are sellers of women's apparel who are much better experts than I at knowing that industry. I know men's apparel a little bit. I'm certainly not an expert. And they may be able to give you better tips. As far as your listings and the photos and everything, your listings are great. That besides that one issue about the description, which is actually fixable and easy to fix, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wish I had better news.
Keep in touch with us. I want to see how you do, Tammy.
Yes, let us know. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Up next, Sellers Helping Sellers. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises System. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.